Welcome to this ACM Kidney 360 podcast. I'm Guillaume Dibard, transplant nephrologist at Necker Hospital and PhD student in the Paris Transplant Group. I'm joined by my co-author and colleague, Valentin Goutaudier, transplant nephrologist and PhD student in our group. Today, we will discuss our article entitled Global Perspective on Kidney Transplantation in France, published in Kidney 360 this October.
Who provides post-transplant care for kidney transplant recipients? Transplant nephrologists, surgeons, over?
Post-transplant care is usually provided by transplant nephrologists. The recipient is hospitalized in a kidney transplant department before and right after the transplant surgery. Then the follow-up is carried out either in the transplant center or with the nephrologist who followed the patient before the transplant or jointly.
Are cost of immunosuppressions covered by insurance, or do some patients have out-of-pocket expenses?
The cost of immunosuppression and other medication related to the transplant are covered by the French National Health Insurance. However, patients with have little out-of-pocket expenses with a fixed price per box of medication up to a limit of 50 euros per year for medical expense related to their pathology.
What are the key characteristics of kidney transplantation in France compared to the rest of the world?
The key characteristics of kidney transplantation in France are: we have one national organ procurement organization named Agence de la Biomédecine in French, which oversees ensuring equity and safety of organ allocation. The national allocation system for deceased donor is based on a scoring system from a local level and a national level, and some national allocation priorities such as authorized antigen program for highly sensitized patients. Kidney transplantation is mostly performed in public university hospital, and all its related costs are almost totally covered by the national health insurance. The ratio of living donors is still insufficient, but significant efforts are made for increasing this activity. To tackle the organ shortage, France has promoted the use of kidney from expanded criteria donors, which represent no more than the half of kidney transplant from deceased donor and mastery-free non-heart beating donors.
What is the major barrier to successful kidney transplantation in your country?
Our major barrier to successful kidney transplantation is the constant increase in the immunological risk of our patients. For this purpose, national priorities were created for highly sensitized patients. The main program is the authorized antigen program. To be included, patients must have a virtual calculated panel reactive antibody greater or equal to 85% and a serum tested with a single antigen flow bead assay every 3 months to detect potential anti-HLA antibodies. If the patient fulfills these criteria, it ensures him that he has priority for graft and he has no donor-specific antibodies regardless of the number of HLA mismatches. So to conclude, France has been a pioneer in transplantation with the first kidney transplant performed from a living donor in 1952. Rich of these decades of experience, organ procurement is now closely organized by the French Biomedicine Agency, which oversees ensuring equity and safety of organ allocation. Finally, and most of all, almost all of the costs related to the transplant are fully covered by our national health insurance for all the kidney transplant recipients. Thank you for joining us for this Kidney 360 podcast.
This podcast is copyrighted by the American Society of Nephrology. All rights reserved. All content in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be medical advice. This podcast should not be used in a medical emergency or for the diagnosis or treatment of any medical condition. Please consult your doctor or other qualified healthcare provider, if you have any questions about any medical condition, or before taking any drug, changing your diet, or commencing or discontinuing any course of treatment. Thank you for listening to this podcast from the American Society of Nephrology.